we have here Mr. Miles.
Hi, Miles. Thank you for holding. My name is Joel. I'm one of the financial specialists in the department that handles the pricing in your area. How are you doing today?
Good.
Awesome, awesome. So before we begin, Miles, I just wanted to clarify, right? You are the sole owner that makes the financial decisions on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you can make financial decisions for the company today, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So before we move on, let me ask you, do you have any questions about our program besides just the pricing itself?
Not at this point.
Okay. Okay, totally fine. Have you ever utilized like a service like ours in the past? Try to get your online footprint out there?
Yes.
What avenues have you taken, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know if it was Angie's List or not, but it was something similar, if not Angie's List.
Okay.
I think it was also Next Door.
Okay. And the results, what would you feel like? They were satisfactory?
They were horrible.
Okay, yeah. We want to fix that issue for you, right? Because a lot of, when you just explained to me.
They provided, you know, some potential customers.
Of course.
But,
of course.
They took a lot of the profit away, so.
Of course.
For the fees and whatnot.
So what you just explained, like an Angie's and stuff, so that's like a lead generating business, so they'll send you like potential clients, but they'll send that to your competitors as well, and what they'll start doing is they'll start charging you for every potential lead coming your way, even if that becomes a cash in hand client for your business or not, right? You want to completely remove that out the equation for you and your business here at Local Splash, right? With our service, it's a month-to-month service with no contracts, right? But it's unlimited quick calls and leads, so it wouldn't matter if you get like a million phone calls, a million clients utilizing our service, pricing is always going to stay the same flat rate. Right. One major benefit about working with us, aside from like a lead generating business, like you said, in Angie's who works with you and then your competitors as well, we work with one business per category per region, right, Miles? So once we sign you up, once we begin working on your business, we're going to shut down your region completely, right? We close out the category and we cannot work with anyone else who offers the same services you do. I'm sure you could see the value placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
I mean, yes and no. I use other people when I get really busy, so I mean, mm-hmm. I know what people are charging.
Okay, which is great. But you see the value in, like, outranking your competition within your service area? I mean, on the first page of Google.
Sure.
Perfect. So, this is how we work here. It's a two-month verbal agreement, right, that's how it's set on. Pricing be set at a flat rate, like I stated previously. So it's just $249 month to month, right? There is a one-time programming fee of just $99, making the first month total just $348. However, like I stated, every month thereafter, it's $349 flat. Price point is never going to increase, so it wouldn't matter. A million phone calls, a million clients, always going to stay the same. And what that's going to include for your business, Miles, is like I stated, the optimization of your business on Google. Not only just that, we're going to get you on Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. We're going to make sure we have your initial content creation on Bing, and then we're going to make sure your company is front and center on all devices. So that's going to be including iPhones, Androids, tablets. So we're going to make sure your every base is covered for you and your company. Does all that make sense?
Yeah.
Perfect. So if somebody, you know, takes out their phone, they type in any of the services you provide, your company is going to be popping up as one of the tops within your service area. What's one of your most profitable services you provide right now for your clients?
I don't know, it's tough to answer. It really depends, I guess, on, I service this whole area, so, I mean, one week I could be doing a ton of paint jobs, and another week I could be doing a lot of toilets, so.
Okay, so let's say remodeling, let's say, right? Last month alone, let's see here, there was 1,213 searches done for remodeling in the last 30 days, right? I'm sure you'd like to capitalize on the percentage of those searches, right?
No, I don't do remodeling. I don't have to carry a license for that.
It was just an example, right? Deck cleaning, pressure washing. We want to make sure that you're seen within your service area. That's the main point of our service, is that we're not only getting you ahead of your competitors, but we're targeting specifically the clients that your business is looking for, right?
So, can we speed this along here? I'm busy.
Okay. So, if it all makes sense to you, I mean, ready for that increase in business, correct?
Yeah. I guess the whole point that I got transferred to you is that I've already previously paid.
Help clarify. Are you working with another company,
paid,
really?
I think it was... No.
Okay.
I previously paid, started the process of getting the, you know, account, website, all that kind of stuff set up, and then I had to pause because I was so busy. That's probably why the previous gentleman called me, because I said wait until June, because June, business usually dies off pretty dramatically. So in that case, I'd like to circle back in June.
I got you.
I'd already paid, I don't know if it was the $99 or the $240 or whatever it was up front. I've already paid you.
So what company did you sign up with, if you don't mind me asking? Local Splash?
Yep.
Here, let me look into
the
account.
Yeah, I have emails. I already have emails and everything from you guys.
Okay, let me see here. Right here. Give me 1 second as I pull up the account. So I do see here that it is paused. So you want to reinstate it? Is that what you were stating?
Not until June, which is... Yeah,
not until June? Okay, I got you.
But,
I got you.
I'm just trying to gauge, like...
Of course.
How much I can handle right now, and I don't necessarily want to grow it.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you have it paused till June, that's when you have it set so you can start taking on that increase in business once again. Is that correct, Miles? Is that what I'm gauging?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to hold off still to June then to re-implement the account, turn it back on, and you can start working on your account?
Yeah, because as of right now, I mean, there's no reason for me to take on more work. I'm still turning down new customers, which, you know, is unfortunate, but... I don't need the help at this point.
All right. So I do see your account here, and I do see it's set for June. So I'm going to put a note here for your business. I'm going to try reaching back out in about a month, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, Miles. Appreciate your time. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Bye.
Bye-bye.